pinche culero.
What?
Yeah.
What did you just say?
You speak in Spanish.
I just got one thing to say there. That's Dolly.
Dolly.
He's about to make a splash.
Alex, you gotta teach me some of these things in Spanish. Like I'm the white. No, how would I phrase that? The white devil cocksucker that's about to make a splash.
Oh, we need Jose here for that.
Yeah, okay, we'll get Jose in.
Jose's my assistant teacher.
He's the assistant TA. Coach. No, Jose's definitely a coach of some sort.
Yes, he is.
Because he's going to be wearing a lanyard and like a whistle and a hat. Maybe, if he wants.
And a hat of some sort. Tight-ass short shorts.
Yeah, it's got like long-ass socks.
Collared shirt.
Anyways, we got a podcast to do. We don't have time
this
to
is it.
Imagine.
This is happening.
I know. I thought we were doing it already.
Well, we even say what number we were on.
Oh, just because nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, fuck cares. Hundreds of these already.
Hey, everybody! Fucking 62 podcast. Team Mongoose. Rearrange those however you want. So we got Alex.
Yes, you do.
And we got Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And we got El Blanco. The
El
Diablo.
Pinche culero, Diablo Blanco.
There you go. That's me. Yeah. And,
That's nice. That's yeah, nice.
It's it rolls, you know? It just kind of comes off the tongue like a mama huevo. You know?
Like mama huevo.
Just like that.
Just drips with honey.
Anyway, so hey, podcast is a little late.
No.
We kind of didn't have one out on Friday or Saturday or Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. And it's Wednesday. And we're 2 days away from the next podcast. That's I'll take full blame for that. Mainly because you guys never try to coordinate podcasts on your own.
Look, that, we did it for E3 2 years ago. What's up?
2 years ago, you guys uploaded it somewhere else, and then I had to put it on our podcast.
Yeah, that's wrong information.
Anyway, okay, one. I've done the other 62.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Well, so credit for everybody else now.
Yep. It's all me. El Blanco Diablo. Spencer, a.k.a. Twitch, was down this weekend. And Spanchan, we were putting together his amazing gaming PC, which, again, a lot of the parts were donated by the lovely Fatex, so thank you very much, Fatex, for donating those parts. They helped us out a lot.
Round of applause.
Got them up and running. That one real quick, if I can get a little nerdy, which is, you know.
You can get a little dirty if you need to.
Let me get down to the dirty nerdies here. The Hyper 212 Evo heatsink from Cooler Master is a gigantic beast. That thing is a much bigger heatsink than I previously imagined. In fact, we had to actually take the fan off the side panel of his computer just so it would still only have like maybe 3 centimeters of space before the side panel hit it. It is a very big heatsink, and it did phenomenal.
That's a man sink.
It's a man sink. on that man board.
That's a father board.
That's a father board.
He's going to beat you with his belt.
Because you're out of line.
Hey, boy!
What are you doing playing Final Fantasy?
You out of time, kid.
Didn't come all the way here.
I've canceled all your
Ragnarok
WoW subscriptions.
He only allows you to play the heavy games.
And I've purchased 3 Call of Duty Elite packages for you.
You'd be running Crysis on 5 different monitors, boy.
The fuck you mean no? What do you mean you gotta sleep and go to work? Fuck you, we're playing Crysis right now.
Just starts booting stuff up.
Turns the volume like way
what
up.
What are you gonna play this?
I wake the fuck up, it's Crysis time.
Every minute stall Crysis is just somehow making it
starting.
He's just finding videos of it online on YouTube.
It's got onboard Crysis.
His fatherboard comes preloaded with Crysis.
He's gonna make a man out of you.
Makes you play Crysis while it reads the paper.
And every time you get shot or take damage of any sort, it shocks you through the keyboard and mouse.
You can't go away either because it's always listening. It's like, I know you're not walking away.
Hey, motherfucker!
I know you're in there shooting people, right?
Are you in there replenishing your bodily fluids and whatever?
Bullshit.
You should be over here kicking ass.
You gonna take it up? That where you're going? You gonna take it up?
Oh, you just gotta take it up.
Hey, well, I see there's enough room in that bathroom for me to go too. Pick my ass up and go in there. You ain't leaving the bathroom, boy.
Fatherboard comes with a bucket, so you're shitting it.
It's gonna make a man out of you one way or another.
That kid is gonna grow up to be the greatest fucking gamer ever. Only at games that his father approves of.
I gotta win this competition and daddy's gotta beat me again.
He's in the crowd. He's like, goddamn right! Get your ass back in there! He's a father of the year.
He cares.
He
just
does.
He cares in a different way.
It's the fact that he knows what his son has to do.
He knows what's best.
Yeah.
He's been there.
He's been there. And he's came back, and he's come back angry.
He's got a few things to say.
To put it simply, that man is angry. And he's going to make sure that his son doesn't come out a punk bitch.
His adopted son. That bought him.
This is his forcefully adopted son. Like, you had parents. Now I'm your dad.
I got the papers right here. You're mine now.
Your dad signed me over because I wouldn't leave him the fuck alone.
All this coming from something sitting inside his computer.
Yep. Look, technology's getting really sophisticated, alright?
I don't know if you've
so
seen that.
So sophisticated is going to get up and beat you with a belt.
It's going to get up and beat you with a belt.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I got a skateboard for my computer.
There's no, like, child services for fatherboards, you know?
Yeah, no.
You can't get away from him.
No laws to hold him down.
No laws, no rules.
Because you could call in. You could call social services and they'll be like,
what are you talking about?
You stupid. And in the background, you hear the fatherboard going like, who the fuck you on the phone with?
And you're like, no, Daddy, no.
You call Crytek? Huh? You call tech support? I'm your tech support, you son of a bitch.
You call tech support on me?
I ain't broken. You're broken.
You're about to be broken.
I'm about to... You better be calling your own tech support, motherfucker. A very violent man.
About to overcook my foot up your ass.
You got a manual for a bruised ass? How you gonna fix that, you piece of shit?
Get back in there and fight some aliens.
Or whatever, I don't know.
I don't even know what that game's about.
You're supposed to know this.
You tell me, huh? Yeah.
Where's your mother?
I'm gonna sex that bitch up something good. Get you another brother, one who knows how to be a man.
Except we're gonna get a boy. New one of you. This is a terrible fatherboard.
This is just awful. Don't buy fatherboards.
Don't buy fatherboards.
How did we get into this?
I was talking about a heat sink.
I'm about Spencer's, yeah.
Oh, okay. So there was a story with it, okay.
It was, yeah.
Well.
This didn't just happen. Well, it did just happen, but it didn't just happen.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, his computer is up and running. I'm really impressed with the Bulldozer chip from AMD. It was my first experience with their 8-core, and it is it's quick. It is definitely up there. So those of you who feel that it may be not up to par, I'd say it's pretty good. I can't say that it's faster than my i7, but only because there's a lot more components to a computer than just the processor, and there's only a few people that are up near where I'm at.
On your level.
On my level.
Like me.
Yeah, like Alex. He's totally up here. He's... You got tubes in your computer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alex, sure. Alex feeds Gatorade through the system.
I got liquid nitrogen in that bitch.
What the fuck else is he gonna put in there, you know?
I got Gatorade and Monster. It's a special blend.
It's called Gator Monster.
Yes. So that extra processor you have, what was the deal with that one?
I think one of the cores is burnt.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, yeah, I need to get a processor too then.
Well, it's a 6-core, you know, so it's one's burnt.
Yeah, but if one's burnt out, I have to question the condition of the other ones, you know.
Yeah. You know, but it could just hold you over type of thing, you know, because I still, you know, I kind of want it.
Yeah, but if it dies and I can't get a new one, then I'm screwed because I can't use my old one apparently.
Well, no, you can't. You need to upgrade almost your entire PC to get into the next era.
Well, at this point, it's just the motherboard, the RAM, and the processor. My card is decent.
Your card will work.
My power supply is Corsair. It's new. I just bought that like a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. That'll hold you through for a long time. You got the 600 watt, right?
Yeah.
The GS600, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one I used, you know, and I powered my old PC with that thing, everything overclocked, so.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a power supply too, so it's like, you can't really go wrong with that.
No, yeah, it's basically the muscle, you know. You can't, muscle doesn't break, it just gets tired.
It just gets tired.
Well, it's a good analogy, actually, if I think about it, because, like, if you get bigger parts, it has to work harder, and it's just break, like, yeah.
Technically.
Huh?
That muscle does technically break. That's how you build muscle. Yeah. By breaking it and making new muscle.
Well, see, you break yours, and then you get new muscle by a new power supply.
It's not actual muscle. It's the analogy part coming in. It's not actually muscle, you know?
Well...
Look, I'm just spitting
science. Mrs. Peabody here. Okay? You're just throwing science around, and I'm just like, what?
Yeah, I know.
No, what? What? That's where I'm at.
Getting up all your face with that science. He's like, what? What, Terry? What?
You better cool it with that science.
Yeah, no, I mean, it'll hold you over, because I don't want to see you buy yourself another mid-tier thing. I would like to see you go for more of the upper-tier ones.
I would like to go for upper-tier.
So just so you, it's more future-proofing, and just you render videos, and I know where you're at, because Spencer, he flipped shit, because he rendered his first video. It was like a 15-minute video or something like that. It took him like 20 minutes to render. And he's like, this used to take me like 2 hours.
Well, and, my computer's not that bad.
No, but, you know, his computer was like an old shitty pre-made. I think it was like just barely a dual core.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm making guesses. And it was also on Vista.
Shit.
Huh?
Yeah.
Everyone dual cores were the shit.
Yeah.
And I will never forget that either. Like, the jump from dual to quad was like, okay, that's just better. But fucking single to dual was like, Holy bam!
Yeah, dude, that was a. Oh, I remember mine. My first. I remember my first dual core.
Baby's first dual core.
I want to say it was a AMD 6400. I think. I don't know. It was a 2.6 gigahertz dual core from AMD. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. I had fucking 2 gigs of RAM. That beautiful dual core, stock heatsink, whatever. Didn't care. I was too busy doing two things at once, motherfucker.
All day.
You
couldn't. Didn't have to leave just one window open. You could have two.
I didn't have to forcefully close down my programs to open up another one.
I can't alt-tab out of games now.
Yeah, without it crashing. It still took forever, but it didn't crash this time. I remember accidentally hitting the Windows key while playing Counter-Strike, and it was just, that was it. It was game over.
The Windows key on any game, really.
I was
fuck, because you know everything stopped, and you're like, what's happening? Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, when I used to play Counter-Strike, you know, I did the whole professional game, you know, whatever thing. And when we did skirmishes and stuff like that, it was a thing that we just kind of all understood. You know, like, you accidentally hit it, and it was just, when we were talking on, I think we used Vent still at that time. Vent,
gross.
Up by window keyed. And they're like, oh, fuck!
All right.
You know, and then, like, that's when they would type in, it's like, we lost a man, he window keyed. Everybody's like, oh.
What a dumbass!
Yeah, everybody knew. It sucked, but they knew.
They knew what's up.
Yeah, and, yeah, that was bad. And then they came out with keyboards that disabled it, and it was just like, yes, and now yes. I don't care. Like, I have one that has it, like, but I never disabled it.
I use it sometimes. Instead of alt-tabbing, I'll just, like, boop. And I'll switch over.
Yeah, well, I use it, to search for programs and stuff. You know? Like, I'll pop open the Windows key and be like, calc for calculator. Pop that open.
I used to have a key for that on my keyboard. Then
that's the thing. I'm a
fucking badass gamer.
Badass gamer, need calculator on hot on speed dial. Huh. Hotkey that shit, macro that motherfucker.
Broke my W key right off. Snap that shit right off. Always moving forward, not me.
Yep.
Fucking pounding it.
My S key, that was perfect, brand new. Never touched it. Never back down. Never go back. Always forward.
Rip the red out of your keyboard. Say, I'm not going to need this.
I miss that keyboard, though, because now I got this, like, basic-ass one, loud as shit. No, like, shortcuts for my music or anything.
See, that's the thing for me. Well, actually, Terry, I'm going to be... I'm saving up to buy myself the mechanical keyboard from Razer. I'm getting the stealth version of one, though, which is supposedly quieter. Quieter for a mechanical keyboard, rather. So my G510 might be up.
I'm gonna be taking that processor and a G510.
Oh, you're gonna use the processor now?
Well, if it's good to go, then
it worked for me. I mean, like, I had to use it to flash Spencer's BIOS before we put the new chip in because his motherboard didn't natively support AM3 Plus chips. So I had to flash the BIOS so it can understand. It's like, hey, this is a new chip, you know. I had to actually do that 4 times, which is not fun because
it doesn't sound fun.
You have to take off the heatsink, and then you're dealing with thermal paste like the entire time. It was awful, and it was bad. And I got really pissed because I had to keep doing it because then I'd fuck up the BIOS, and then I'd have to take it out, put the old chip in, reflash it, take it out, put the new one back in. You know, because apparently there's a security problem with the new Bulldozer chips for Steam, where you can't play some Valve games that have this security protocol called GEC, I believe. I want to say it's GEC, but the Bulldozer chip it doesn't like it for some reason on ASUS motherboards. Every other motherboard it seems to be fine with. It's just ASUS motherboards, and his is a Crosshair 4. Formula. I think it was just the standard one. I don't think it was the extreme. But they're aware of the problem, apparently, and they're trying to, like, patch it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to actually revert them back to an older BIOS. And then when I did that, it broke, and I had to do it again. And then I sort of kind of gave up on it because there is a workaround. Like, there's this program called Orochi or something like that, Orochi, that will disable or something. It's like a workaround, a little program that he's going to have to run to before he plays any Valve games. Like, he couldn't play Saints Row without this program. And then as soon as we ran it, he was able to play it, and we played for like 6 hours. that game is just so much fun. And,
it's a little ridiculous.
I'm now invincible without the use of cheats, because you can upgrade your health regen to the point where you're just invincible,
right?
Like literally invincible. And so I think I can still take a little bit of damage from falling, I think, but I'm immune to bullets, fire, and explosions. Yes. And my pistols and SMGs now have infinite ammo, and I reload instantly. So it's fun. Like, I just
you're a superhero.
Yeah, and I should get the superhero outfit. I'm running around in a hot dog suit right now. And fucking Spencer, we were playing side by side, and he's on my TV and I'm playing on my monitor, and he made this like super crazy punk rock girl, but then gave her the zombie voice. So like every cinematic, he's like, and they're like, "Well, how are we supposed to get in?" He's like, and they're like, "That could work." So fucking funny, dude. We were busting up every goddamn time. Because so there's times where he's just like, we're out fighting or whatever, right? We're shooting a bunch of gang members or whatever. And then all of a sudden, his character will just go, just for like 30 seconds. It's just this long scream. We have no idea why he's doing it. He's just pissed or something. I don't know. But it was just...
He's telling a funny joke.
No, it was just one note, though. It wasn't like him trying to say anything. It was just one note that
That's
he just...
how he tells jokes.
And,
he sings it!
He sings it. But it is very funny. So if you guys are bored with Saints Row 3, if you own it, make a new character and then give him that zombie voice, and it is just fucking funny. So that was a lot of fun. And then we were like trying to find really weird cars to pimp out. So I got the street sweeper, and then when you upgrade that thing all the way, it changes the brushes to blades. And then like there's spikes all around it and stuff like that, and it drives super slow, but like, you just chop up people. He did a golf cart. What else did we do? We found a big old truck. It was called the Compensator.
Yeah.
Made that thing a beast. I did a dump truck, too. I made it all neon colors.
Well, sometimes you just gotta dump stuff, you know.
Been trying to get a semi-truck. Every time I find one, I can't get it back to before it explodes.
What are you doing to it?
Fucking semi-trucking, bro. I go hard, bro. I don't, there's no stop. S key gone. Always forward. It's a good game. Alex, did you pick it up?
No, I did not.
Ah, oh, man.
Whatever.
You should have yelled at people to get you. Yeah. Terry, we gotta play.
It's only two player,
I think.
You what?
I was playing yesterday.
Shit. Oh, Leanne was over like almost all day yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah. That. Whatever that was.
Stassi totally hacked your Facebook.
Yeah, I didn't see that until the morning. I woke up and I was like, I don't remember posting. Oh.
No. Wait a minute, I didn't know.
I don't care. It's fine. Someone thought it was you, even though the picture said, like, this is totally not Leanne.
Yeah.
The next guy was like, it was Leanne, stupid. It's funny.
It's totally me. I'm a super elite hacker.
And I pinned it on the end.
I'm like Anonymous, except so much better.
Like Anonymous, but that's fucking fast. I do way cooler things, like hack into McDonald's, give myself free chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Fuck your system.
That's my life. I am badass.
Chicken nuggets.
Terry's handle online is Super Elite Mama Guevo.
Super Elite Mama Guevo badass. Or badass Mama Guevo.
Badass Mama. That's one badass Mama Guevo. Shit.
Fuck.
Yeah. Really cool. They left me on the hackerforums.com.
I want to go to the hackerforums.com. Hackerforums.com.
I know all the big names.
It's a park site.
What?
It's a park site. It doesn't have a home. It's has ads. Buy this domain.
I'm sure there's a back door to it. All the hackers know.
I was going to say, I'm probably typing it in wrong. Oh, you know what we should do? We should do hackerforums.com/members.
Slash login.
Didn't work.
Try slash.
Idiot, you got to do /:// / root keyboard.
My keyboard doesn't even have a double forward space.
It's because you don't have the special hacker edition.
Even to buy keyboards, you have to go to sites on Razer.
Gotta
like
go
Razer.
To the hacker conventions and get it.
What is it, DevCon? Right? No, it's what is the one? You guys know what I'm talking about.
I do, but I don't know the name though.
DevCon. Yeah, DevCon, the hacker convention. Which I want to go to, but I want to not. I want to go there with no technology. I want to leave my phone at home. I don't want to bring a laptop. I don't want to bring anything, just because those motherfuckers will just hack. They'll just hack into people there. Like just that's their fun. I don't want.
You got a problem with hacking now? Yeah.
Just getting my stuff. I don't want them to hack my things.
Look, it's gonna happen regardless. I'm already typing your name on forums. Like, hey, go ahead.
Hey, hack this guy. LOL. Please.
LOL, please do it.
Don't forget your 7 exclamation marks.
That's the code. How do you know that?
How do you know our code? Shit! Now I gotta tell the forums about this.
Abort! FBI!
You gotta get a keychain, like a key fob with like numbers that change every 30 seconds or something like that. That's how you log into the site.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Idiot.
Well, I'm sorry, okay? I'm just your stereotypical El Blanco Diablo. Chillaxin.
Type for that.
It's just okay. Standard, you know. They come standard.
So, 2 weeks we leave for the wedding.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
What's up with your little fun there? I didn't even know that was happening until the other
day. It was like a last minute idea. Because it was one of those things that's like, you know, for MineCon, I ran that special to where people who helped me and Jose going go there. You know, if you donate $50, you get access to Mongoose Country, and you know, you help us make it to Tahoe and pay for a fucking expensive hotel because we're all very irresponsible adults and didn't reserve that hotel months in advance when Ryan all yelled at us to do it. I think he did it as soon as he gave us our invitations. He's like, "Hey, go reserve your hotels now." I'm like, "Yeah, okay, Ryan."
Yeah,
all
right. Yeah. Yes,
and then like 2 weeks ago, he's like, "Did you guys get your hotel?" I'm like, "Oh fuck."
Get my what?
For what?
Why?
For what?
When?
Are we going to Vegas again?
Oh, How come no one told me?
I thought I would stay with you.
I thought I was going with you.
I was going to stay with you and Sarah.
Yeah, what the fuck? Now you're saying I can't?
Are you backing out now?
That's what's going down.
That's what's going down in Chinatown.
So yeah, that's that whole thing is going to be going on until the 12th. So if you guys want to help out, those who are listening or anything like that, there is chip-ins everywhere. It's on our website. It's on my Twitch. You can find it anywhere. TeamMongoose.com/donate, even if you want to do it that way.
/booty.
/booty.
Booty clap. .com.
Booty trouble.
Hashtag booty trouble.
Hashtag bootytrouble.com. Hashtag bootytrouble.com. Google couldn't find it.
No, you gotta put /godaddy.com at the end of it.
Okay, I found. no, we're not going to that site. Nope. Okay, never mind. I found a site that had something similar along the same lines, and when I clicked it, I copied the link, you know, as it's loading up. To paste it to get, and nope. Don't go there. Just everybody who's listening to podcasts, don't even Google hashtag booty clap or whatever what we said.
But do it.
But do it if you're 18. Or, you know, do it because you're an irresponsible teenager that just don't give a fuck. Whatever.
Yeah. You got something to prove to your parents. You go to that site.
You go to that site and then show your parents.
You're like, what's up?
Yeah, just put your laptop or your computer.
This is my life, Mom.
Why do you hate me?
This is what I want to do. Why don't you understand?
These are my idols. I want to be these people.
Parents just don't get it, you know.
Will Smith said it best, everybody.
Summer, summer, summertime.
What? What?
Right? That was the quote, right?
Yeah. Nah, that was it. You got it. You nailed it right on the head.
All right. That's what I
got. Will Smith, everybody. Actually, let's have... We haven't discussed the intro yet, but we should have a Will Smith song. That was our Star Wars theme song. Started everyone with getting jiggy with it.
That's right. And now Star Wars is going free, apparently.
Oh, yeah. It is?
Yep.
Interesting. That is a... Are they going to get my money back?
No, dude.
Because I've been paying for it, and we haven't played in like 2 months.
Really? Because I canceled it a while ago.
I know, I should have.
I knew we wouldn't pay for it or play it.
I forget. And then, like, I get an email and says, thank you for paying your Star Wars. Oh, shit.
No, wait, no.
But see, they do it in the morning, so it's like 7 a.m. or something like that.
They catch you right after you wake up.
So, yeah, that's the thing. It's like I wake up, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta stop that. And then I go to sleep, or, like, I'll just, like, lay in bed and watch fucking cooking shows. And so, yeah.
That's what your whiteboard is for. Use that whiteboard.
It's so far away.
It's like right next. You can reach it from where you're sitting.
Yeah, I'm actually touching it right now. But the thing is like I've realized that I put it on the left side of me, and I'm not left-handed.
Well, you can't put it on your right at all.
No, I can't. But, you know, the left is just as bad, technically. But, I don't know. It's there. I still have Mario Party written on it.
I wish we could have got that to work.
Oh, I know.
We got to fly in, Alex. And,
on a private jet.
And on our G5.
Company dollar.
That we all own. We all have our separate ones. I'm going to send mine down so Alex doesn't have to hang out in his own. It's like a G2. Because
his is the worst.
His is the worst one.
We made sure that we got the good ones first.
I want to say it's still powered by Steam. I'm not 100% sure because I just don't want to go anywhere near it.
Not gonna lie, probably is.
We bought it at Kmart,
which it was a good deal.
Blue Light Special
at the time.
At the time,
still.
And we found out why it was such a good deal. Because it wasn't. But that's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like I have to fly in it. So
yeah, no, well, no, we have our beautiful, beautiful, very expensive. Extremely expensive
planes.
And
flying around in a G6.
we will be flying around in those. But so yeah, we'll send mine out to pick him up so he doesn't have to fly that piece of shit of his.
Just so you guys can watch us play Mario Party.
And
we'll play Mario Party and then send him home.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say we could do like more than like one game though is what I'm saying.
Really? Because
I know it's gonna be difficult, but the thing is, think of the people, Terry.
What about me though?
What about you? Where do you want to go? We'll take you on a trip afterwards. So you could forget about this whole Alex thing and really just...
just recharge.
Recharge, you know? Get you back on track. Where do you want to go? You want to go to Cancun again?
No.
No, okay, yeah, I didn't think so. What you did there, I don't think
I can actually go back. I can go back.
Yeah. So where? Where do you...
Let's,
where
let's,
does
let's fucking go. Go, we'll, okay, we'll drop by the liquor store, all right?
Obviously.
Standard.
It's just how we start all of our trips. I don't even know why you had to even say it. All right, where do you want to go after the liquor store? That's what our pilots say.
We'll just fill up on what's called fucking Old English, you know. Oh, just God. Go to town on it.
Okay.
All right. Wait, stay with me.
So we have two G6s and we're getting Old English. Are we getting steel reserves too?
Okay, fine. We can get some Mickeys too, if you must.
I'm actually okay with Mickeys. We get some orange juice and make some brass monkeys.
And we'll take it on the road, and we'll get airdropped into Disneyland and just, you know, do whatever you do.
Are you talking about like a Halo drop?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because then we can't take our G6 because it doesn't fly that high.
Maybe yours doesn't.
Yours doesn't either.
We got the company C-130. We'll be okay.
that might do it. But that'll be fun as shit.
We'll go fucking talk shit on Mickey Mouse.
He deserves
Mickey Mouse, where's your plane?
If anybody deserves it, he does.
Yeah.
That pretentious asshole.
Always last match.
Come on to my green. Tell me to use a 7.
Huh?
Fucking. Yeah, you are, Mickey Mouse!
See?
King of the golf course.
That's how it's gonna be. You're gonna get really good and drunk, you know. And you're gonna talk shit on Mickey Mouse.
Just I wanna out. Drop in to Disneyland, Edward 40 Hand style. Just blast it already. Two.
That's the plan. Except, change plan, we're going to Disney World.
Hmm. Do we know where Mickey lives?
I always assumed he lives
at the Magic Kingdom?
Okay, well, there you go.
That big-ass castle? What? Is that his castle?
He probably rents it out.
I bet that fucker doesn't even live there.
His house. Doesn't even own that shit.
That's probably all part of his act. You know?
He's putting on airs.
That goddamn Mickey putting on airs. He thinks he's something else. Tell him what.
We're about to tell him he ain't.
Yeah. Goddamn right we are.
And that'll be the trip. You know? Right.
Okay,
after
so that'll make you feel better.
Yeah.
We'll get this Alex business out of the way. Then we're going to get blasted as fuck. Drop in Disney World, Edward 40 Hand style, and just berate
some Mario Party
mascots.
Just crush Mickey Mouse into oblivion with words.
Because that guy doesn't say anything.
He won't talk back.
He won't. He doesn't have the vocabulary to keep up.
He's a puppet. You know, he's Disney's puppet. He works for the man.
Yep.
You can't say nothing.
Man is Walt Disney.
Say so. And Walt Disney's dead. He ain't
gonna come to Mickey's back and help him.
Mm-mm.
No.
Ain't happening that way. Nope. Ain't going down like that, Mickey.
Nope. No one's gonna help him. That dude fucked.
Well, maybe some little kids, but we can take him.
Fucking little kids, whatever.
They'll be like, taser
that says
alone.
That kid ain't gonna say shit.
Smack him with your 40.
Hey! Grow up! Mickey ain't real.
What?
Rip the head off the mascot.
Look!
Look, he's just a little bit.
He lied to you just like he lied to me.
I'm helping you!
Doing this for you! What, Mickey? What? I loved you.
That'd be cool if rich people were that awesome. Like, they just get drunk as shit and go to other, like, the other people's, like, places. Start braiding them.
That's how you do it. That's how you have fun. Dad didn't do a lot of drugs. So what? How did we get there, and where are we going from there?
I'll trace back. We this all started because we wanted to get Mario Party to go, but it's basically impossible to do over the internet. So we wanted to bring in Alex, and we'll actually do it live.
All right. So where do we go?
Who would be our fourth?
I would be
Bagetta, Spencer.
No, I'm number four.
You're number four?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's number three then?
You.
Okay. Who's two?
Alex.
You're one?
Me.
But you're four already.
I can do both.
You can't.
Why not?
No, those aren't the rules. You're breaking the rules.
Yeah, nobody said anything about rules. I thought we were doing Street Mario Party.
Nobody has to say Street Mario Party.
Call it Street Party. Hook up the TV in the middle of the street.
You got dice with like spikes on it.
And death metal music plays as we go.
Mario Party from the streets. Mean streets of Mushroom Kingdom. That's the struggle.
That's the struggle. Represent.
Out there in the mean streets of Mushroom Kingdom.
So what are these Chrono Triggers things that you linked, Alex?
Oh, I linked it to you? Oh, I meant to link it to someone else.
Dumbass.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Well,
fine.
Worry.
This, however, we should look into someday.
What's this?
44 great multiplayer.
Yeah, I saw that. And I was looking through them. And all the ones that I liked that caught my eye, they're all only local. Like that two-player Mario one, that's only local. And then there was a few others that are only local. Which instantly just made me not care.
Two-player split screen. Yeah, you gotta look for the ones that say online on them, and that's... What? Just a few of these.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, these are all great if you
these
have...
These are great games, but you gotta have actual friends.
Mm-hmm. Terry, you and I could do a thing for Mario.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, that might actually be something we should look into, because I wouldn't mind playing through it again.
Well, I don't think it's like a recreation of any of the games. It's like its own thing.
Oh, really?
They made their own levels and all that. And there's like a level maker in the game included.
Mm.
Which is neat.
We should still look into it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's neat, but you know it's not that neat because it's not fucking online. So, who cares?
I'm a little disappointed that lots of these are single screen or
yep,
whatever.
That was my thing with it. I saw the video, I was like, oh, a lot of that looks really cool, but I'm going to be playing alone because...
Olympic gymnast uses Zelda melody during performance.
Well, there's that gang garrison that's like Team Fortress, but side screen.
Yeah, that looked kind of lame, though.
Didn't it? I thought it looked alright for an indie game.
The other thing, too, a lot of those games, like, they used, like resources and graphics from, like, games that are already out, like, big-name games, which is weird. It's, like, all patchwork stuff, you know? I guess you do what you gotta do, but it's like, really? You're gonna use Super Nintendo Bomberman stuff in your game?
Why not? Hmm?
You're right.
I'm sorry.
So apparently there's already a special edition of the Ouya? Ouya? Ouya?
Yeah, I heard about that.
And $100. And it's about as big as a Rubik's Cube. 100? Apparently. Yeah, $100.
Oh, is that like just the one that they're releasing for the people that backed it? Or is it like a different thing? Because I thought the actual thing was only supposed to be $100.
Says right here, the Rubik's Cube size $100 Ouya game console is supposed to come out March 2013.
That does not answer my question.
Hold on, give me. I'm reading. Oh yeah, you need to donate at least $140 to their Kickstarter to get
one. Okay, so then it's just
so it's $140, and then I guess it'd be $100 after that. So they got $6 million already, though.
Yeah, they blew through with all that.
The thing is, though, is that it runs Android.
Yeah. Is that a problem?
Yeah, because it's not. That's not a good platform. It's just like I can play my phone games on the TV now. You know, everybody's flipping shit because it's like, oh shit, Minecraft gonna be on it. The phone Minecraft is awful. And even Notch even talks about it. It's like, yeah, no, sure, they could play on there, but the thing is like, he has no control over the development. Well, he has control over it, but he's not developing the phone version, the Pocket Edition or whatever. That's not him. It's a different company. It's just like a different company is managing the Xbox version because it's not their field of practice. They don't know how to code in that stuff, so they're not going to, you know, try to do that or expand their company to do that. So that's why the Xbox version is so far behind. That's why the phone version is crazy limited and just awful.
Yeah, so, but well, the phone, the whole thing about it being on Android, that's good. But, like, the phone thing comes from you're running on phone hardware. The Ouya's hardware is supposed to not be like a phone, so you have more wiggle room, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, no, I understand that because there is some pretty impressive things on my phone, but... Yeah, it's a matter of an operating system. You know, Macs can't play every single game because some companies, they just don't code in that thing because it's bad. They don't like coding in Mac, so they don't make Mac versions of games.
Okay, but everybody, a lot of people already make, like, Android games, so it's like, what's holding them, the only thing holding them back is the hardware.
We can't say that for sure, though, because what if it is a limitation of the operating system, too?
Then we don't know that yet. Yeah.
That's just what I'm... In my mind, I'm thinking it's like you guys built a console using software that runs on phones. Why not make one that runs its own software that is compatible with Android things? Like, people who already code in Android, why can't you just do that and, you know, have your own thing? Why already take Android?
Well, apparently because Android is good enough.
Yeah, we'll see.
It sounded like a threat. We'll see.
George George apparently is getting one, so we'll just
is
ask
he
him.
Really?
Yeah.
George gets everything.
I was going to say, does that guy not buy stuff? Like, it'd be better to ask, hey, George, what didn't you buy this week? You know? But then again, you know, then we get to know.
Yeah,
straight up.
Our little guinea pig.
From an official Team Mongoose member. We should set him up with like his own journal page or something on the site. Have him review shit or something.
George Corner. George Talk with George.
George Talk with George.
Palling around with George Pella.
It's Jay Talk with Jay Rock. You're on live with Jay Rock. Jay Talk with Jay Rock.
First caller.
All right, here we go.
About to Jay Rock and roll this episode onto.
That'll be his catchphrase, Jay Rock and roll.
Jay Rock and roll. That's a great catchphrase.
We're doing all the work for him right now.
Damn.
All the heavy lifting's done. He's just got to do it now.
Dude, yeah, he's just.
Nowhere to be found right now.
He's off buying shit. Going to conventions and fucking broadcasting his achievements on his PS3 everywhere.
As is his right.
I think George would be a good PR man.
Why?
I think he'd be good. Well, because he's out and about doing all this shit. We're not. We're sitting down doing nothing. He's off.
Well, that's because we're
like,
really
every
tired.
Convention. Right, so why not have him be our PR guy?
Hey, we're doing the podcast right now.
He's been on the podcast a few times. It's just his mic situation changes like every single time. Yeah, I got this really good mic, but it takes forever to set up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What?
No.
All right, let's cross that one off the list.
All right. Okay, fuck it. I'm going to get my Vita. And then he uses his Vita.
He's done that before.
He has. He's done that twice. Which is fine. It's not terrible. It's better than I expected it to be.
All right, this mic sucks. No? All right, let me get the Vita.
I bust out the Vita, god damn it.
I just tell him to, I'll tell him, beforehand if he is online. I'm like, hey, you got 30 minutes. Do what you gotta do. That 30 minutes should be plenty of time to set up a microphone, no matter how complicated. Even if you have to tell him no drivers or whatever. It's a microphone. Nope. As soon as the podcast starts, he's like, can you hear me? No? Okay, Vita.
Which is nice that the Vita works like that.
Yeah, that is true. Sound better than Kat's iPod.
He uses his iPod Touch?
Yeah, well, he did before we got him a new computer.
Hooray!
This is the year of new computers, I think.
Yep.
Everybody's getting new computers, which is awesome because, you know,
because it's time.
Can actually play games.
It's that time.
They're talking about Grand Theft Auto 5 a little bit more on Kotaku.
Do they actually have anything new to say, or is it all just speculation?
It's still speculation, but
I don't care.
There's some. The title of this is. This is why some smart people think that you'll be playing Grand Theft Auto 5 by April.
How smart.
I don't know. It's a very long article, and I don't want to read it.
Who are these people?
I would like to see their credentials, please. Where did they graduate from? Yale? No.
I can't really take them seriously, then, can I?
Well, how good is their opinion if they're from Yale?
I can't even say it without throwing up in my mouth.
No.
What do they know?
That I don't.
Nothing, that's what.
I really hope that no one takes our opinion seriously on things. Because I'm beginning to think that, you know, with as popular as the podcast is, in fact, it's much more popular than I expected it to be. Which, again, I'm sorry to everybody that it's late, but...
I'm not. We'll
try to get one out Friday as well.
Fuck you.
Go subscribe to Terry. I don't want people to start thinking.
Life. All right.
Our opinions mean anything, which is just not true. Yale is probably a beautiful woman. We don't even know.
We don't even know her, all right? Sometimes we just talk.
Sometimes.
And I bet she stuff. Does too.
She loves to talk. This beautiful woman, Yale.
Smart too. Real smart.
As smart as she's pretty.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's not for Yale though. That could go on for days.
And we've crossed into the creepy part.
Welcome to the Creeper Cast.
I wouldn't doubt that there's a Creeper Cast out there, and it's about Minecraft.
No.
It's probably about farming. You know?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Hmm? Farming, you say?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, continue saying stuff about that, because I want to know more about that.
No, that's it. This is pretty much all I got.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for coming to the podcast, everybody.
Terry Mack, yeah. Woo.
Play me out.
No.
Make it funky. There you go.
So apparently the Chinese people feel like the MMO market doesn't need to be at home anymore. They say, you know, you gotta get out and socialize. So let's just build an arcade cabinet and then put a keyboard in it.
Huh.
So now you can play MMOs in arcades.
Well, you're not really socializing. You're just going out and playing in public.
Yeah, but look at the people behind him. There's a pregnant girl.
You're leaving your child
him.
At home. And
no, he brought his child with him. Look, there's a pregnant girl right behind him.
Okay. What MMO?
I can't tell what that is.
It's obviously World of Star Wars Craft.
Oh, apparently it says right there. It's called Wuxia. Or Wuxia. Wuxia?
Wuxia. Is a single-player role-playing title. It's not really MMO.
Well, it's for an arcade? That's pretty MMO-ish.
Nah.
Well, I mean, it's got the bar. Yeah, I get it, but it's a single-player RPG.
For now. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, whatever, Dwayne. If you want mankind to ruin itself, sure.
I just want China to ruin itself. That's not all of mankind. That's just like...
That's just like 90% of it.
A third of our population of the world. Whatever, we got the people to spare. Okay?
Throwing his hands up, whatever.
Look, he doesn't have time for you and your shit.
Why not?
Well?
I have nothing to say. I'm sorry.
Shut up.
You're absolutely right. I'm sorry. Continue. No, you know everything, so go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, it's getting really uncomfortable in here.
Weird. Is it getting too hot in here for you, Alex?
Yeah. You just step the fuck out, huh?
Perhaps.
All right.
Perhaps I should make a
I'm
splash.
On I'm on arm.
I'm sorry, was that a suggestion?
That was me shooting some cowboy guns.
Oh.
Specifically cowboy
guns. I didn't know you were a cowboy.
Well, you know, I may have purchased these weapons off of eBay.
From a shady dealer.
Not entirely they were just sure labeled if they work or not.
Cowboy guns, $50. That okay. was it. No description, no picture, no nothing. I was just like, you know what? This guy seems like a straight shooter.
He's got cowboy guns. He must be a straight shooter.
He's got cowboy guns. And I'm liking that. So I said, took a gamble. Or paid for it. Because you never know what you're going to get from eBay, you know? It's if you can't gamble, then go to eBay to gamble.
All right. Wise words. Well said. Well said.
Hashtag knowledge.
Hashtag knowledge right there.
Everybody's coming out a winner in this situation. Right. Knowledge and experience.
All in one.
All in one.
Neatly wrapped up.
tmongoose.com /knowledge. Secret page for secret fans.
Secret fans.
You guys.
Don't go there. It's not a real place. We should have a secret page called /knowledge. We were just going to input like all the best knowledge that we have. No, you know, we'll keep that to the wiki. Which I'm not even 100% sure if we should even, I should have brought up.
Did anybody actually do anything with that?
Some people have written things on there. We still need to actually go in there and write each other's things.
So consider it unofficial for now.
It is unofficial because we're not running it.
Exactly.
Dole Juice, BT Dubs, everybody who knows of her, she's actually the one that started it and manages it. I don't know. There's nothing going on in it right now, so it's nothing to manage. But we're gonna put some info on there. I try to. I don't know. So we do have a wiki. Wiki. Team Mongoose? I don't know. Is it Team Mongoose.wikia? I don't know how they do that.
I don't know. Apparently, I had my own Wikipedia page.
Yep. Team Mongoose.wikia.com. The only thing really on there is what we are, some members,
and how to be real cool.
A little bit more info. Not a whole lot. Is there anything under my tab?
No. What are you, stupid?
Alyssa apparently wrote my thing. Just says, just a potato living in a lonely world. Take a midnight train going anywhere. Then shit happened, the end. Then she signed it. -Alyssa hashtags.
All right. I like it.
I don't even have a photo on here. She didn't even take the time to do that.
Because she hates you. Probably. Probably. I don't know. I'm not saying she hates you, but she probably hates you.
Maybe. She didn't put a whole lot of time in my bio.
Well, because the end, you know? Fuck you.
I like how they... Chad Person's been on here. He took a picture of our Gmod video, you know, where the Spanish people were dancing in the elevator thing. He took a screenshot of one of the brown guys and labeled it as Jose. That's good.
There it is.
Yep.
You're coming along. Getting all respectable now.
Why has this guy uploaded a picture of fire?
Because you about to get burned. Right?
No, sure. Yeah, I'm just kind of looking at our pictures that are on here right now.
Terry's page. Chocolate Thunder with the ass of Scarlett Johansson. That's you.
You know I got Scar Joe's ass.
Man, they say they're from 5 days ago, and I don't believe that. I think that time is wrong.
Why is that?
Because I was on here a long time ago, last time we were talking about it, which was, a month ago? And those pictures were there.
Maybe somebody added one and then removed it, and it's like, oh, well, it got updated, so there it is.
Have you guys read the description of her thing?
I haven't read the wiki, period.
Dolt did a good job. I think she did. We a long time ago when we were coming up with the site, me and Terry were trying to come up with what we should describe ourselves as Team Mongoose, and we can't think of anything. We're just a group of guys play games. That's it. And so we just make up a bunch of stuff, like when we made up the description for the podcast. They talk about like Twilight or something on there. I'm not even going to read it. It's on the website. But her description is what is Team Mongoose? Team Mongoose is a tight-knit group of robot ninjas whose origins trace back to the dinosaurs when mongoose were only a pre-evolutionary dream. These guys were alpha testers of awesomeness. Today you can find them frolicking around in any game imaginable, looking for crazy ways to do basic things and sharing the lols with us. What is this thing, then? This is the wiki, where the past and present adventures and misadventures of the mongoose will be chronicled with help from their fans. Information here is delightfully questionable, but completely entertaining. She's got some words.
I'd say extremely questionable.
Yeah. So whatever, if you guys...
lyrical genius.
You guys, I know there's... I know there's a whole, like, section for, like, haikus I was doing one day. It was, like, dating advice haikus. And they were all great.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up. There's no link there.
The haikus going.
Oh, yeah, I called it Girlfriend Insider because it was right after I did my Skyrim stuff. So, this is called fucking Girlfriend Insider. There you go. Oh. And there's a bunch of haikus on there because I was just blasting them out. Haikus, easy as shit. I don't care if you say it's hard. You can make it. You make it easy. You just gotta snap the words, and then you're like, oh yes,
there it is.
That's it. Haiku done.
You got yourself a haiku.
I like this. My girlfriend likes movies, so I take her to see them, and it's worked so far.
I'm telling you, man, these are good. Like the first one, I suck at dating. I'm just not a dick to girls. Sometimes it works out.
Flowers can be nice randomly on a Tuesday because it's Tuesday.
Success starts with you, so that means don't be a dick. Girlfriend Insider.
girlfriendinsider.com.
Applications suck. Learn to spell aloud. Thank you. Your school must hate you.
Yeah, what? I was doing applications while I was doing these. So, yeah.
He has fun with it.
I was going to say, you just read that one, didn't you? Go ahead, Alex.
She will hold your hand. Turn, smile, and blush, then look away. You shouldn't rape her.
You shouldn't rape her.
I couldn't even read that last line.
Yeah. So for those of you who didn't hear,
that's girlfriend 101 right there.
Do one more. She will hold your hand, turn, smile, and blush, then look away. You shouldn't rape her. Just keep that in mind, because that's a big thing.
Next time you get that feeling, don't
just be like, just recite that haiku.
Ventured out with axe, chopped down big ass tree, was sick. Tree fell in the house. Shit.
I'm telling you, man, I'm awesome at these. This haiku is sad. Sometimes kittens will explode, and that's pretty gross.
Dirt bikes are awesome. Except that one time I crashed. It was pretty shitty.
I didn't do that last one, I don't think. I can't remember.
I love dirt bikes. And you crash them all the time.
You shouldn't rape her.
I was really proud of that one. That one's a good one.
That one was a hit with everybody.
Honestly, that one should be on the top, but that's okay.
That was funny.
Good stuff. So we'll put a link for that. You guys just start filling shit in, you know? Just you know, I think the descriptions for actually the members, we did sort of like a random raffle dealy where we gave everybody a number, and then we randomly chose those numbers and paired them up with other Team Mongoose members, because I thought it would be funny if we wrote each other's bios instead of writing our own. So that may change if you do write stuff in there. Maybe we'll just put your ship below it or something. I don't know. But go for it. It's up there. I'll inform Dole that she probably needs to start monitoring it so you guys don't go insane.
It's going to happen. But that's okay.
Oh, yeah, right here. Dolk actually came up with the girlfriend insider thing.
Girlfriend.
Damn, that was back in April. Shit.
Yeah. Shit.
Damn, Alex, you have the biggest bio.
Yeah, that's Chad person. All up
it
in
says it was updated by a guy named Dom. Yeah. Guys, don't be fucking signing your own shit here, okay? You can't just edit it and be like, this
that's
is for me.
I wrote
that
it.
That was me. I wrote that. That's not how it's, these work.
It's about the greater good.
Apparently, Alex, you're going to die September 22nd, 2004. Along with the rest of Team Mongoose.
Fuck, I'm late.
While we're on our private jet to E3. Yeah, I guess we all missed the date we were supposed to die, guys.
Oh.
Good. I like what just says, we're not sure, but the jet might have went off like 200 miles off course, crashed on an island with polar bears, and I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah.
We didn't really read the report or anything.
It's a good wiki.
Strong wiki.
Even Vegeta has a longer bio than me.
What? I don't know what either of you said.
I said Vegeta has a longer bio than me. I don't know what Alex said.
Vegeta's life is so much more entertaining than yours.
That's true. That's all true. Y'all should be following Vegeta on Twitter. He tweets a lot.
And that's why he gets the bigger bio.
Mm-hmm. His Twitter is Baguette About It.
Get it? Because his name is Baguette.
Why does Leanne have her own entry?
I don't know. We haven't been there in a very long time.
We don't know any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, our S&P has its own entry. It's pretty long.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Does it chronicle all of our adventures?
Not even remotely, but okay.
Lead Detective Dwight. Yes, that's me. El Blanco Diablo.
That's him. That's what they call him now.
It means the white racing horse.
Yes.
Of your dreams.
That's what it means.
That's what a few Spanish fellas told me when I was getting tacos down at the corner.
I didn't believe him at first because, you know, but then I looked it up.
Looked it up.
They were right.
And it's right. It checks out.
It checks out. All good.
I guess they don't always lie.
Guess they're not all a bunch of dirty liars.
Learn something new every day.
That's terrible.
No, it's not, no. Terry.
I like how Hobbit's description is. He's the guy that plays, that does WoW stuff with Jose, and no one knows him. The end. That's Hobbit.
Oh yeah, that guy.
It's the guy that does things sometimes, and then we never hear from him.
The Team Mongoose Podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't even have. There's even a section for the cast. Which is old shit. Man, there's nothing written here, but it's all set up to be written. Maybe I'll spend some time today and fill out some of this info or junk, I don't know.
Or maybe just outsource the work like we've been doing. All right.
Yeah.
That's how all of that got there.
You guys are doing a good job.
Got a way better job than us, because we haven't done anything.
Not going to pay you, though.
Nope, but we'll go through and read them, I guess.
Give you a pat on the back and a handshake. Maybe.
Yep.
Well, no. Just
no.
I'm not touching them.
Oh.
I changed my mind.
What would you do if we had a fucking booth at a con and they wanted to shake your hand?
I would wear those yellow dish. Oh, hello.
Thank you for coming to our booth.
Now leave, please.
Nah, you keep a thing of Perel.
That's what they were actually doing. I was watching Penny Arcade thing.
Mm-hmm.
The thing they do. They actually did that one year, because I guess the year before, Mike and Scott had gotten swine flu from the last pack.
Yeah, they called it the PAX flu or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, they got swine flu from somebody at PAX. So the next year they're like, they had a little thing of any whatever.
Any disease. Anti-swine flu.
The antiseptic, you know.
They had a thing of antiseptic. I thought you meant they actually wore those yellow gloves.
No,
they had
They just had the little bottle of the hand sanitizer.
Perel. Yeah, hand sanitizer crap.
And they'd shake hands with people and then they'd immediately wipe it.
It's gonna wear the gloves and wipe them down with the hand sanitizer.
Which is, it's fine with me, whatever. You guys shouldn't be...
Yeah, when you get that sick, you're just like, not happening again.
Mm-hmm.
Never again.
Never forget. PAX flu. But I guess everybody in that place got sick or something.
Yeah, it was going...
It wasn't even a little thing, it was a lot of things, newspaper worthy.
People died, Dwight.
Oh, no.
Probably, I don't know.
I don't know. You don't know.
You can't prove that they didn't.
You can't prove that they did.
Stalemate, then. So, we got Schrodinger's PAX over there.
What?
Never heard of Schrodinger's cat?
What about him?
The experiment.
His cat was cool.
It's an experiment.
Did he die?
That this guy did where he put a cat in a box. And then put he put food in there with it and poisoned the food or something like that. And it's this philosophical, I guess, kind of principle where in that state the cat is both dead and alive because you can't prove that it didn't eat the food and you can't prove that it did eat the food. You know?
Now that you're talking about it, yeah, now I remember.
You can smell the dead cat.
I forget the name. Well, no, the cat's dead.
You can smell the cat regardless.
Yeah, the cat's going to die.
It's going to die eventually, but, you know, in those first moments where it's not hungry, or it is hungry, you don't know.
Yeah, because the theory is that the box closed, right?
Yeah, the box closed. You don't know what's going on inside. So there's a little more knowledge for you today.
Yeah, hashtag knowledge.
Plus, not knowledge looking right.
If you think that you're smarter than a cat trapped in a box with poison food, then...
think again.
Yeah.
Who's the dumbass now, huh? He's got food. You don't.
You're a dumbass to lock yourself in a box. The cat was put there.
Like an idiot.
Cat doesn't know any better. You put yourself in a box.
Yeah, you went in that box willingly. You a dumbass.
You deserve to be in that box.
Hashtag knowledge right there.
Hashtag knowledge.
We're doing good work here today, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, today's been a good day. I mean, it's a few days late, but I think people are going to come out of it a lot smarter than usual. So next podcast is going to be just awful. You're going to come out
stupid as
shit. You're going to
feel dumber.
So don't listen to the next podcast.
Maybe save it for the next two, you know? Just hold off on it for the next few podcasts, just to be safe. Then we'll come back strong.
Or get your friend to listen to it first, and then see how stupid he seems afterwards, and be like, okay, he seems pretty normal.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah. You know, then you're good. Done deal. All right, good podcast.
All right.
You guys good?
All right.
Got all our information done? Out and about? All that junk? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're good.
Actually, in 2 weeks, I'm not even 100% sure if we're going to have a podcast or even a service added. Well, I guess we could just record a bunch of shit and be, you know, ahead of time, assuming I remember.
Get a nice little buffer.
Why would we do that?
Boofer. I don't know. You guys want to play some SMP tonight? That's a serious question.
This is the way he said, I don't know, whatever.
Because I was thinking about it, and it's like the last 2 days I've been trying to do it, but then like I pass out because my sleep schedule has reverted. But now I'm good.
Are we going to
do SMP?
No.
You can't?
No.
Oh, no good.
Are we ever going to do the one thing we were talking about the other day that I don't know if we're openly talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about, so don't say anything until in about like 2 minutes when we end the podcast.
All right.
So thanks everybody for listening to this very late edition of the podcast. Hopefully we'll have one out Friday on time. Well, that's like 2 days from now, and I just did one.
We're good for like a month, probably.
Is that okay? I think all right. You heard it from the man himself, man working the ones and twos of the podcast.
Boop, boop, boop.
Puddles. Says we're good for a month. So file all complaints to @TerryMakesStuff and we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.